Keep running, cause
through music, art, and rainbow wear, the Logan community gathers in downtown Logan to connect with the LGBT folk and their allies. Rainbow-clad rollerbladers make their way through people wearing socks and t-shirts, bearing the symbol of a community that until now has held out on celebrating here.
What motivated me to kick off a Logan Pride was I met my husband here up at Utah State when he was a student.
Turner C. Bitten helped plan the festival.
I also had a conversation with a few folks from Logan down at the Utah Pride Festival who said that they wish that Logan would have a Pride Festival. And so I said, well, I'll help with logistics because I've done event planning like this before.
Booths featuring groups that aim to connect the LGBT plus community range from support to commercial, even political.
My favorite part is how quirky and weird Logan is. We have been embraced by the community. We've had so much success, so much fun. Just Cache Valley at large is just an amazing place.
Vendors sell and display their works, arts, and crafts, similar to what you find at the local farmers market. Music and visual art is used in helping this community express thought.
The music is such an expression. I think that's one of my main places that I found a voice. To get in touch with myself and to know what's happening internally is so important to self-discovery, self-expression. It brings us all together as humans.
Reporting from downtown Logan, for Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Robinson. I feel a beautiful-